Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 259 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. When we're little, we are confronted with a lot of well-intentioned redirection from people that we are taught to trust. Our grown-ups spend a lot of their time and energy stifling our joy in some way or another. Typically, though, it's not because they want us to be miserable, but the opposite. They may see it as keeping us safe, or helping us fit in better, or just keeping us from being annoying little shits that they can deal with. And whatever the reason, no matter how valid, they teach us that excitement and happiness and bliss are all something that we should be fearful of in some capacity. We are taught to be cautious of our own unbridled joy. Running and screaming is a lot of fun and natural for a kid, but often it's too loud and chaotic for our grown-ups or public spaces. Jumping off of things is exploratory and exciting and a critical learning experience, but it's also dangerous, and our grown-ups probably yelled at us before we could make the leap. Playing with our mashed potatoes is creative and fun, but it's also really messy and a lot of work for grown-ups to have to deal with. Plus, it's not great manners for fitting into society. So, as soon as we are able to express joy in a curious and exploratory way, we're taught to be equally as afraid of it. Our natural inclination towards fun is stifled to make us more likable or simple or safe. Even important developmental things like exploring or drawing and creating can have negative connotations when you're little. So our grown-ups spend most of their time with us warning us against the dangers of the world around us, which is in our best interest, but it also instills a healthy amount of fear around each of our joyful explorations. And while I agree we shouldn't be jumping off of high shit just because it looks fun, and we probably shouldn't run around naked screaming at the top of our lungs, we could all use a bit of unlearning when it comes to our search for fun and joy and exploration. When we're taught that all forms of joy lead to redirection or being frowned upon, we lose that fearless search for fun that we're born with. We associate happiness with fear. We carry with us an element of danger whenever we step out on our own path. And we shouldn't blame our grown-ups, who had our best interest in mind, but we should be aware of this unconscious association between having the most fun and this fear of not fitting in or doing right by authority. I encourage you to take the leash off for a while. Go play and make messes and get loud, and don't be afraid to look silly or stupid while doing so. Follow the fun and don't let the fear creep in. You are wiser and more in control now, so you can safely do this in a way that feels good to you. Don't forget to throw caution to the wind every once in a while in search of your inner desire to feel joy in its rawest form. Channel the inner child that wasn't yet afraid of making messes or being an oddball. Try your best to channel what that inner child would do before they were taught to be terrified of expressing joy itself. Because that kid wants to come out and play without fear of being reprimanded, and only you can remind them that it's safe to do so. And not only is it safe, but it's encouraged. You're missing out on a lot of joy if you're so worried that people will think you're immature or childish or being irresponsible. Because you are responsible, but you're also allowed to have some fun. So keep following the fun and quit worrying about what everybody else thinks. And that includes that inner voice of wisdom that assumes all joy is also associated with being reprimanded or making a big old mess. Because sometimes messes are fun. And guess what? You know how to clean now. So go make a mess and have as much fun as you can while you're doing it. Because if we're not following the fun, what the hell are we doing? Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.